Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with the urgent prophecies of the last times that have come to us through the intercession of the Mother of God. Indeed, we are in the last times when God Almighty is making ready to visit the world in His justice. As it says in Matthew 24 concerning these days, I quote, "And there shall be then great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, neither shall be." And that's from Matthew 24:21. The Blessed Virgin has come forth in our time to alert the world that those days are upon us. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, she would appear to her servant Veronica and impart to her this knowledge of what is to be soon. As she says, quote, "A great war will erupt suddenly, such as has not been seen from the beginning of creation." Our Lady here speaks of a third world war and the explosion of nuclear warfare over mankind. According to the message, this is now in the brewing stages and will erupt suddenly in the Middle East. In the meantime, the signs of the times will become increasingly prevalent with the passing days, fulfilling Christ's words in the Gospel when he said, "And there shall be pestilences and famines and earthquakes in places. Now all these are the beginnings of sorrows." Matthew 24:7-8. Already we are seeing an increase of floods and natural disasters, with the latest horror now to shock the world, the tsunami in South Asia. This is a message from God. The quakes, floods, and elemental disturbances are increasing as part of the overall plan of God to now awaken the world to the urgency of our times. As Jesus stated on May 26, 1979, I quote, "Great elemental tragedies, disasters man-made and God-sent upon mankind shall increase." The list of fulfilled prophecies is astounding. For instance, back on October 6, 1972, Our Lady said, "Science will not have a cure for the plague that will be sent upon your country." And sure enough, this came to pass with AIDS. Or on October 6, 1978, she predicted another Vietnam when she said, "The United States will become involved and be asked to send more young to be slaughtered in foreign lands." And now look what we're seeing in the Middle East. Or back in the 70s, Our Lady revealed that many clergy had fallen to sins of the flesh, lamenting those pastors who, quote-unquote, scandalized the children. And now, 30 years later, we see this surfacing in the news and getting worse, only because these prophecies and warnings were ignored. As Our Lady has often said, man never learns from his past, but makes the same mistakes over and over. Jesus put it clearly in the Gospel when he said, "A prophet is never accepted in his own country." And Veronica is certainly no exception to this. There are very few priests of our time who will acknowledge Our Lady's message at Bayside. The reason being, the message is a stumbling block to them. For them to believe this message means having to confess that most everything they've done for the past 40 years has been wrong, and they simply can't bring themselves to do this. Only a handful of dedicated, traditional priests have had the courage of their convictions to come forward and confess Heaven's message before the public. One worth mentioning is Father Robert Skirla, the former international chaplain for the Fatima Blue Army, who is now pastor of St. Mary's Church in Jersey City, New Jersey. On August 8, 2004, Father delivered an inspiring sermon on Veronica and her message, which we're going to hear now. Due to a limit of time, we have edited parts of it so as to make it more adaptable to today's program.
You will be called Veronica of the Cross. Veronica is a chosen voice box. It's a strange word, voice box, but it's a very important word. A voice box. And her work is to transmit the messages from Jesus and Mary to all the people in the world. Veronica, I often wondered, why is this poor woman suffering so much? Veronica is the one responsible for transmitting the messages from heaven perfectly. Perfectly. Read the messages. Jesus and Mary knew. They're perfect. Infallible. And that's the one thing I admired about that woman. When she spoke, she sounded like the voice of God was coming right through her. You can have faith in those messages. I do. This could be the reason why God made her suffer so much, to make her strong, a worthy vessel, to transmit these important messages exactly as Jesus and Mary gave them. The Blessed Mother told her, "My child, you will be afflicted with great physical suffering for the rest of your time on earth. Accept it, my child, He's asked to accept it. The followers of Veronica of the Cross could also reflect on these words. You probably would have to suffer the rest of your time on earth like her. Penance is humanly painful. But after all penance, there is a great joy. Our Lord, on November 21st, 1981, said, your reward shall not be found here on earth, but in paradise. It is the only reward that man should strive for. All else is vanity. September 13, 1974. For those who will be saved must accept a life of martyrdom. There are many people who will ostracize you, my child. There are many who will condemn you. You will receive very little recognition. For the followers of Veronica of the Cross, I refer to you as the St. Michael World Apostolate. Jesus and Mary, in their messages, talk about restoring the church to its original beauty, the church as it was in the first 1,000 years. The Blessed Lady said, oh, my children, when my son returns upon your earth, do you think that he will find even a little flicker of faith left in the hearts of mankind? In the days of Sodom, so too were men giving themselves over to all the pleasures of the flesh, eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. All manner of sinful lusts were being committed, men shameful with men, women casting aside their role of motherhood and lusting after women, as it was in the days of Sodom, who now is this black cloud over America. And these words are not mine. They're from the Blessed Mother on July the 14th, 1979. In 1951, I was ordained in 56. That's quite a while back, a good 50 years. In 1951, Pope Pius XII said that the world is worse today than before the flood, and that mankind should ready itself for a chastisement. He's saying that in 1951. What would he say today? The chastisement that God is going to send upon us is the kind that has never been seen before by humans. It'll be the worst one ever. Jesus said on June the 18th, 1986, for soon there will come upon you the great chastisement. It comes to you in two parts. The third world war is the first part. And the second part is the ball of redemption. They talk about a great warning. A great warning would come, and then there would be a great miracle. And after that, if nothing changes and man continues to offend the Heavenly Father, there will be a great war, and there will be a great, terrible chastisement. And the Blessed Mother also said this in 1975. Let's face it, you have but two final destinies, heaven or hell. Take a pick. Your life on earth is but a pilgrimage. Your life eternal is forever. The choice is yours, my children. This is the Blessed Mother talking. And our Blessed Lady said, my children, I repeat my promise to mankind that I shall be with you here upon your earth until the arrival, the second coming of my son. What will happen in the future will happen now. That's the main reason why I'm standing in front of you now, to tell you that it's now. But you people are prepared for this. You know what I'm talking about, and you know what I'm saying is true. God offers martyrdom to everyone. As for myself, I accept. Our Lord accepted his cross, and I accept whatever God has in mind for me, I accept it. If it's martyrdom, that's it. And that's what I'm telling you. You know what to do. You go over there, you've been praying, you made a holy hour every Sunday morning for priests and the Holy Father for 34 years. You anybody else that has a group in this country that have prayed an hour for priests and the Holy Father for 34 times every week on a Sunday? And that is a feather in your cap. You are God's special children. You were chosen. The Blessed Mother said, You must remember to call on Michael and the angels. No one will be lost if they call on them. So that's the end of my talk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to Father Robert Skirla, the former international chaplain for the Fatima Blue Army, speaking on Our Lady's apparitions at Bayside. Would that all the priests of the Church would speak like him. And Father has been at it for a while now. In fact, on Palm Sunday 1982, he gave a dynamite sermon at St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in which he defended Bayside's legitimacy and its perfect keeping with Church practice and doctrine, and for this, he got bashed by the liberal faction. And he receded back somewhat. We might say that he went into hiding for a while, but Our Lady came to his defense in the message of July 1, 1985, when she said, quote, "At this time, I wish to extend my mother's heart of comfort to Father S. It was the Eternal Father's will that he come unto you, but naturally, as he joined the flock from heaven, the wolves were after him and dispersed him from among the flock. His heart is known to me, my children, so do not seek to find reasons for his present conduct. He will come back, but he will have a heavy cross to carry when he returns. We are proud of our son, that he did much to spread the message from heaven." And that is the Blessed Virgin Mary speaking about Father Skirla in the message of July 1, 1985. Boy, that's a feather in his cap. Well, we've been talking about Veronica. Now we're going to hear from Veronica. We are going to listen to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on August 21st, 1985. Again, these visitations took place at Rosary Vigils at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York, commonly referred to as Bayside. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Virgin Mary speaking through her.
Day by day, man is killing now. Many countries shall be embroiled in wars until we have the greatest war ever seen, nor shall ever be seen again, the Third World War, which shall engulf the nations, and many nations shall disappear from the force of the armaments being gathered now throughout Russia. Yes, my child, no matter how the world reacts to the truth, you will shout it from the rooftops that Russia has not accepted any overtures from Rome. Unless Russia can be dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Jesus and Mary, unless they will recognize the truth, they will continue to go throughout the world, sowing seeds of discord, discontentment, and war. You know, my children, that war is a punishment for man's sins, but also war is an indication of the loss of the knowledge of God. My children, I cannot enforce myself upon you. I can only plead with you as a mother of mercy to turn back now while there is still a little time. The enemies of God are all about you. Russia has planned these days, my child and my children, and how I have begged for years of Earth's time that Russia be consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. When she is consecrated, she will be converted, my children, and then you shall see the world of joy again. Tears shall be banished, and mothers shall not sorrow until they die of grief for the loss of their children and their sons. My child and my children, I want you to understand that we have been patient with only the patience that God, the Eternal Father in the Holy Ghost, could manifest to you. No human being can understand the suffering that we have resolved ourselves to for your salvation and the salvation of all of the souls upon earth. My children, you are all my children. do not allow me any longer to see the great evil that you are developing upon earth. You are giving yourselves over to seeking armaments to kill, and for what, my children? The Eternal Father shouts from the rooftops, thou shalt not kill thy brother. My child and my children, I wish now that there be taken 3 photographs. I say 3 because within these photographs, my child, you and you alone will find the date of the Third World War.
You are listening to St. Michael's broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on August 21st, 1985. Now, so we understand, Our Lady wants our nation to be guarded by a strong military force, but first and foremost, she wants us to fight with prayer, with truth and justice. And yes, if need be, then we resort to a strong and well-trained military, but in a conventional way. As she indicated in this segment, she does not want us, or the Russians, or anybody, resorting to the abomination of nuclear bombs. There isn't a person on this earth that can tell you that the development of nuclear bombs can do any good. It doesn't take a learned person to know that when that first button is pushed, it will mean the end of the human race. And Our Lady back at Fatima already saw that if we didn't take her method of fighting and say that daily rosary throughout the world, that various nations would be annihilated in the end. And this is what she's telling us today, that we are approaching that time when we will see nations vanish in the twinkling of an eye. It is most wicked that the bishops of the world, especially the bishops of America, should work against the consecration of Russia, because they are the ones that are threatening world peace. The clergy of today are engaged in this new mode of pacifying God's enemies and making their peace with them, instead of making their peace with Almighty God. And so we can see why the message of Bayside has not been met with glee amongst the clergy. Our Lady's message of Bayside is controversial, and in fact has been a stumbling block for many. And why? Because of its Catholicity. Today's clergy are in the process of re-educating the faithful about the Church and trying to see the gospel in a new light, and the message is censoring them on the spot for their infidelity. As in our Lord's time, the Church has become a place of traffic, where they use the Church as a forum to advance worldly enterprise. But our Lord is about to come among us once again and sling the wrongdoers from his temples. On August 4, 1979, he said, quote, my Father's house, his Church, is a house of prayer, meditation, and honor to man's God. Therefore I object as your God to the manner in which you are seeking to change the plan from heaven and making my house a meeting place, even including in your quest for a conversion, heretics, schismatics, and unbelievers. Clergy and children of earth, I warn you as your God that you will not make any conversions that will stand the test of time by compromising the laws, the rules, and the plan of heaven as given you throughout the ages of earth's time. Unquote. That's our Lord speaking to the world, August 4th, 1979. Now, another thing to consider, too, is that this was not always easy for Veronica to deliver this message. She was simply acting in obedience as a voice box. And for this, she got bashed. She had the whole world against her, everything from the liberalist media to the modernist clergy to the gays and lesbians and abortionists, they were all against her. But in spite of it all, she prevailed on, and because of this, Bayside has prevailed. There are many apparition movements during these latter days, true, legitimate apparitions from God, that the devil has managed to shut down. But Bayside is one apparition that the devil will never shut down. This movement has endured and prevailed and is leading the way toward the restoration of the Roman Catholic Church. It will be joined in the near future by the displaced Carmelites and also the Franciscans. It will be the greatest religious order the Church has ever known, known as, in the future, the Order of St. Michael. At present, it is called the Lay Order of St. Michael. But from this lay order will emerge the full-fledged religious order of St. Michael, which will include priests. To receive more information on St. Michael's World Apostolate and this urgent message from heaven, we invite you to write to us. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can call our toll-free line. That's 1-800-345-MARY. There is no cost to receive this printed information, but again, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this message continue each week over the station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your donation is tax deductible. We also invite you to visit us at www.smwa.org. This is St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you this urgent message of Jesus and Mary to the world through the late visionary Veronica of the Cross. We continue now with the recorded segment of Our Lady speaking to Veronica. This time it's from the Vigil of September 14th, 1985. This is Our Lady and Our Lord speaking to the seer Veronica.
My child and my children, I wish that you all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout the world, your country, the United States, and Canada. I warn you again that Russia plans an attack upon the United States. You must remember, my children, when you accept the talkings and the words of an atheist, there is no honor in the atheist. There is no truth in the atheist. They will cajole you and bar you until you no longer are what is called a free nation, but you will be enslaved. If they do not kill the multitudes before, my child, I say if, because it is their plan to destroy your nation and rebuild it by themselves. The cost of life means nothing to them. As you can recognize in all of the countries around your world that have been invaded by Russia, or Russia is the secret agent giving over the firearms and the destructive missiles to destroy the United States and Canada. My child and my children, you cry for peace. I come to you as a mother of peace. My messages to you are not to frighten you, but they are to reveal to you what will happen if you do not act now upon my counsel, my mother's counsel to you. I expect you to think of this and consider what is more important to you, to have a life filled with glory and money and materialistic things? Do you think, my children, that you will take them with you? You will come from your world, the earth, with nothing, just as you arrived in it. My child and my children, since the world no longer considers the tiny little babies as being important to life, they no longer will consider the necessity to have the elderly and infirm among us. That is communism, my children. They will destroy the elderly, they will destroy the newborn, and they will destroy anyone who gets in their way. They have one object, that is to conquer the United States and all other nations until, like a fan, it will open up and will border upon all the nations of the world. I asked you many years ago, my children, I asked you with a mother's heart to follow my rules. I appeared in Fatima. My child, how many actually know the story of my visitations to Fatima, to Lourdes, to Bayside, and others, which I will not name at this time, because others, my child, have fallen into serious errors. Now, my children, I wish you to continue your prayers of atonement. Only a few. I count you, my children, upon these grounds this evening as counted in the few. Only a few are staying on the narrow road. Remember, my children, You know not the day nor the hour. Therefore, you must be prepared to leave this earth at any time.
This is St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Virgin Mary speaking to the Seer Veronica on September 14th, 1985. Again, we would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That website again, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you